Hi, Ken. This is Rob Lee. Like most of the creative endeavors Shea Casa Lee Matthews, this one originated from the mind of my dear wife, Catherine. You put the seed of the idea in her mind when you asked for advice during episode 674 of the Dixon Janes podcast about the best way for you to celebrate your 70th birthday, a party at your home, a gathering at a bar, and so on. What germinated from that was her idea to reprise the recording of birthday wishes that we had got the podcast community involved in for your 60th birthday, this time with a theme of advice to Ken / Scarborough Dude for celebrating his 70th birthday. Since by the next episode you had forged ahead, advice be damned, as I'd fully predicted in my head and decided on your own to organize it at the Eaton House, also something I thought would likely be the decision, the theme had to be slightly modified from advice on how where to celebrate. Nonetheless, as the podcast enabler of the family, I was charged with setting up a secret project to get your friends, mainly from the podcasting community but not exclusively, to record for you their advice, not about where and how to celebrate, but on how to proceed on from your 70th. Or not give advice. After all, we know you well enough, I think, to not color within the lines, so everyone was free to contribute whatever they saw fit in tribute to your birthday and our continued friendship. Catherine, meanwhile, has busied herself with a task that you'll fully appreciate, since it's something you'll devote considerable thought and effort to, the selection of appropriate music to intersperse amongst the various greetings from your friends. I'll include the audio files, and in the case of the songs I had to clip from YouTube, the original videos they were taken from, on the USB drive that the MP3 of this will be delivered to you on. So, some personal reflections now on our relationship, which I realize stretches back some 12 years since we first met through the then relatively new medium of podcasting. It was, if I recall correctly, Catherine who discovered your podcast originally. In fact, the whole new scene of podcasting. Things have changed over the years, some more, some less, but we've all gotten to know you better through your audio journaling on the Dixon Janes podcast, and through side projects as well, like Gappage, Having Said That, and various incarnations of the Sally series. Over those 12 odd, shall I say very odd, years, I'm glad to have gotten to know you in real life as well as in my earbuds. We share many values, I think, although in many ways we're as different as chalk and cheese. You can talk at the drop of a hat, and aren't afraid to be the one to drop that hat in order to start conversations, where I tend to be less talkative, and I'm much less revelatory about my internal life, where you are always, well, mostly, willing to share your feelings, doubts, insecurities, moments of pride, anger, compassion, and every other emotion in the palette. Let me end here and turn the stage over to other friends who wanted to wish you well and perhaps offer some advice on your 70th birthday. It's a small set of your many friends, but I think you'll appreciate it nonetheless. All the best on your 70th birthday, Ken, from me and Catherine. Our sole piece of advice to you is to keep on being you.
Is it rolling, Bob?
So, why are you taking your gum out of your mouth?
We've started recording.
All right. Happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday to the...
I don't know what we're supposed to say.
I don't
to
know
you
either.
Because
he's 70.
You've been everywhere. You've done everything.
Yeah.
And
with the Barstool Buddha.
And, yeah.
And the, I don't know, all these other people, their characters in his life.
Have a good beer.
Yes.
Trying to have a good sleep.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes.
What else? Did you think you'd live long enough to actually see marijuana legalized in Canada? No, you can't smoke, John. What? You want to say happy birthday to Ken, John, to Scarborough Dude?
No.
Why not?
Haps, Ken.
Haps?
Yep.
Is that what the hip kids say?
Yeah, but that's what the teens say.
That's what the teens say, do they? Okay. Mm. But he's 70, and we also made one when he was 60, if you remember.
Don't remember.
Yeah. It started out by me saying, first the earth cooled, and then Scarborough Dude was
born. Oh, yeah.
Ah, stinks.
No, I remember.
What stinks?
I smell something stinky.
Maybe it's you. You ever think of that?
It wasn't me.
I think it might have been you. Maybe it was Ken. Old men smell bad.
It's not me. I'm honest. It was not me.
That's not a really nice birthday
message.
Yeah.
What, the old men smell bad?
Well,
I said it. You didn't say it. You were nice. John was nice. I'm the jerk. That's the character.
Oh, no, you're not.
That's the
Ken doesn't smell bad.
No, you're not a jerk.
Thank you, John. That's very kind.
Sweetie.
Anyway, yes.
Take care.
Indeed.
And keep podcasting. And
yes.
We love you, Ken.
And we'll see you in the future.
Yep.
Happy birthday, man.
Hey Ken, it's Milan. I've been invited to contribute a clip to this thing, so here it is. The instructions said something about offering you some advice, and you know, I can offer advice to people, but I generally avoid doing so under two scenarios. One is when things look like they're going along just fine, and there's nothing that I could think of to make things better, and frankly, why mess with something that's going along well? The other scenario is when things are going very much in the other direction, and I hesitate to offer advice because who knows, maybe following my advice would make things even worse. So, just kind of leave well enough alone and hope that they sort themselves out. So, I'm just going to leave this at happy birthday, and I'll see you next time I see you. Hi, it's me again. I just realized something. So I thought I should clarify. I said that I would generally avoid giving advice under two scenarios, and I described those scenarios, but I didn't say which one I thought was applicable here. So that kind of leaves an ambiguity. So I thought I would just clarify that I did that. And, right. Happy birthday. Oh, and one more thing. I guess, yeah, the exception to that rule about avoiding giving advice under those two scenarios. I still didn't say which one I thought was applicable here. But never mind that. The thing is, I think right across the board, regardless, you shouldn't worry too much about what other people think. Yeah? I think that's fairly sound advice under most circumstances, if not all. So, once again, happy birthday.
Oh, の肩に鳩が一羽足跡を残す。緑色の髪が皆を上げて船でする。私も連れ
me, you cannot look to a higher power to help you make sense of this milestone in your life. You and I know that for us, there is no higher power. There are only the vagaries of our environment, circumstance, and genetics. Oh, and luck. Lots of luck in this indifferent, mostly dark place we call the universe. You and I cannot take any comfort in any of the deities that console and seem to soothe so many others. It's just not in our DNA. There are no candles to light or incense to burn to guide us through the hard moments in our lives. There is only our cold, hard reality. So, what can we turn to? Well, mentors and colleagues we trust, perhaps. Our families and friends. Friends are essential. What do all these people mean in our lives? Love, of course. And that is what's most important. That is all that is important. All of our relationships, the love we make and the love we have. So you should know, Ken, that you are loved by all your friends and fans. And where there is love, there is beauty. It doesn't matter if you're 7 or 70. Happy birthday, dude. But wait, there's more. Just so you know that you are in good company, in no particular order, here are a few names of notable people who are or will be turning 70 this year. Gerard Depardieu, Samuel L. Jackson, Alan Parsons, Ted Nugent, Ozzy Osbourne, Howard Dean, Lulu, Margot Kidder, Margaret Trudeau, Olivia Newton-John, George R. R. Martin, Robert Plant, Al Gore and his wife, Tipper, Bob Ray, Sally Struthers, Peggy Fleming, Cat Stevens, Todd Rundgren, Stevie Winwood, Stevie Nicks, Steven Tyler, Leo Sayer, Grace Jones, John Oates, Jimmy Cliff, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Wolf Blitzer, Bobby Orr, William Gibson, James Taylor, Christopher Guest, Alice Cooper, Kenny Loggins, Billy Crystal, and Charles, the Prince of Wales. Are you ever in good company? And finally, here are two birthday quotes to enjoy your day by. Billy Burke, who played the Good Witch of the North in The Wizard of Oz, is credited with saying, "Age is something that doesn't matter unless you are cheese." Heinrich Schock, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he was German, in The Consolations of Age said, "On my 70th birthday, I felt as if I was standing on a mountain height, at whose foot the ocean of eternity was audibly rushing, while before me, life, with its deserts and flower gardens, its sunny days and its stormy days, spread out, wild and beautiful. Happy birthday, Ken.
Okay, we're recording.
Yeah, what's this for anyway?
I don't know. Rob Lee, Eel Trebor, whatever his name is, wanted us to record something, like advice or something for Ken for his birthday. Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone have any good advice for Ken for his birthday? I can say keep breathing, you know. That's always good advice.
Yeah, I don't know. Treat Sally well and put one foot in front of the other. I don't got anything to say. Like, he listens to me about anything.
Well, I mean, I think if you're about to green out, I would, like, get near a wall and grab a blender.
I would say if you're trying to safely dispose of wasps or hornets or bees, that you should probably approach them first with steam and put them to sleep before attempting to clear the nest from your wheel well.
Well, I think it's best to stay safely in the RV with the window shut and have somebody else try to get rid of the wasps.
If you can con someone else into doing it for you 100%, that is the way to handle a wasp nest.
And maybe narrate this and then post that audio onto the internet.
Oh, and make sure you get the sound of the window rolling down.
That's right. Don't forget your bell.
You should always knock the snow off your shoes before crawling into Sally for the night.
If you come off the interstate and there's no gas station, drive another 30 or 40 miles. There's bound to be one down there somewhere. Just keep going.
and freak out and say fuck a lot when you as you're looking for that gas station.
Continue to post shirtless photos of yourself on Facebook. That never goes wrong.
Brent, come on, you can give him. He doesn't listen to your advice, so give him advice that he won't listen to.
You guys all have great advice. I don't know. He should do his other podcasts more often. Like, I like Dixon James, but where's Gappage?
That is excellent advice.
Yeah, do Gappage. Come on.
He needs to get on that.
Come on, we're sick of hearing Brent whine about it.
Well, I want to hear more about the Gap. More.
Huh?
I want to hear more about the Gap and the Age. So,
yeah.
The Gap and the Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got the age, and I got the gap.
You got the sweet, sexy thigh gap.
You should Pornhub that. If you don't know what something means, look it up on Pornhub.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yes.
That's right. I hear you can upload, like, your business spreadsheets there, and they will automatically calculate them for you.
And send them back with sexy pictures attached.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Right, happy birthday, Ken.
I think I'll go with car crash.
That's always good for someone who drives an RV.
Whoops.
This is Connie Crosby with some advice for Ken. This advice comes from somebody who, in the past, I never really paid much attention to, but suddenly, when my mother reached a certain age, she's a fair bit older than you, Ken, suddenly she became this guru about aging, and I really like her advice that she's given me, so I'm going to share it with you, take it for what it's worth. A few pieces of advice. One is that you will never be as young again as you are now. Second piece of advice is stay as young as possible for as long as possible. And now, knowing my mom, she is talking about superficial appearance. But I like to extend that to the internal self and think about having as youthful an attitude and demeanor as possible, and to try to stay playful and approach the world with a sense of wonder for as long as possible. And the last piece of advice I'd like to share is the idea that getting older is good. And it's much better than the alternative. So those are the pieces of advice from my mother, which I have shared with you. I hope you enjoy them. And happy birthday, Ken.
This party, they've got a lot of style. They've got stamps of many countries. They've got passport smiles. Some are friendly, some are cutting. Some are watching it from the wings. Some are standing in the center, giving a get something. Photo beauty gets attention, and her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. One minute she's so happy, then she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you I was crazy. Cry for us all, beauty. Cry for Eddie in the corner thinking he's nobody, and Jack behind his joker, and Stone Cold Grace behind her fan, and me in my frightened silence thinking I don't understand. I feel like I'm sleeping. Can you wake me? You seem to have a broader
sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings with a weak and a lazy mind. And coming to people's parties, fumbling, deaf, dumb, and blind. I wish I had more sense of humor, keeping the sadness at bay, throwing the lightness on these things, laughing it all away.
Old. I never thought I'd see the day. You don't look a day over, I don't know, 50? 40? Maybe 50. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I'm glad that I'm here to celebrate it with you. And as far as advice goes, I mean, you're usually giving me advice, so I don't know what kind of advice I could possibly give you about celebrating 70 years on this planet. But all I can say is have a good time. Be with your family. Be with your friends. Drink some beer. Do some other things that you like to do. And have a wonderful, 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 wonderful birthday, my friend. And I'm so glad that I know you.
Hey, Ken. Greetings from the Lighthouse Lookout in Copper Harbor. Yes, you guessed it. This is Michael the Virtual Youper, speaking to you from my version of Bluffers Park. I wanted to take this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday. And as I know, others are giving you advice. I wouldn't begin to know where to start. I think you've got things pretty well figured out by this time in your life. If there's anything I would say, don't stop doing what you're doing. You speak your mind. You speak your feelings. I also wanted to say thank you for the wonderful hospitality you've shown when I've been in town. When I came to that first PodCamp Toronto, and when Chris and I came back from Bob's Memorial, I was proud to have my wife meet my friends from north of the border that live 500 kilometers south of us. And I look forward to seeing you this summer. And I'd also like to thank you for all the words of encouragement and the times you've checked in with me in the last year and a half as I deal with my mom's illness and her medical conditions. I've been through some really low times, and you've been there at the worst of them to check in on me, chat back and forth, and it's just always been good to hear from you, my friend. You know, if there's any way I could be there, I would, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make this trip, as crazy as I can be about those things, but I do look forward to seeing you this summer. So I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a fantastic birthday. And we will be raising a toast to you here in Copper Harbor from the Brickside Brewery. Take care, my friend.
Don't be angry with me, should I cry? When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. There's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Taught me how to love, and now you say my fear through. I'm a fool, but I love you dear until the day I die. Now I think there's a fool such as I.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy 70th, holy crap, 70 to you, dude. Happy birthday to you, it's Dave in Nashville, clearly not starting a music career here, but anyway, it's raining today, and that's about it. You don't really need the weather forecast, but maybe bring an umbrella when you're coming down next time. And if you do come down next time, you better let me know, because I want to buy you a beer, because I miss you. I'll talk to you later. Happy birthday, man.
Hey, Ken, how you doing? Happy birthday, man. 70 years young. Yeah, I know. That years young thing is kind of like the Lifetime Achievement Award. Hey, thanks for playing. Here's something shiny. Now if you could just shuffle off and don't let the door hit you on the way out. It's kind of hard. I want to talk to you like one old fart to another. Laugh about a lot of shit nobody else really understands and how they won't understand until they get here. And by then it's too late. But that's a face-to-face thing. Over beers and other intoxicants. In a smoky bar with terry cloth covers. The good old days when fun smelled like stale beer and cigarette butts. But this is a recorded birthday message, so I'll keep it upbeat for the youngsters. You're my inspiration, Ken. A trailblazer. One old fart to another. Keep shaking your fist at the world and telling everyone not just to fuck off, but with directions exactly where the fuck to go and what the fuck to do when they get there. Every morning is a challenge, and every evening is a small victory just making it to that finish line. So have a happy birthday, man. Live well. Enjoy this next trip around the sun. And thank you for sharing it with the rest of us.
Dans ce monde, plus c'est réalité. Ken, it's Rick Weiss here. I just want to say happy birthday, and I'm sorry I can't make it to your celebration that has been organized by some of your friends and community in the podcasting world. I just wanted to say, sorry I can't be there. I'm a little bit in Africa, and I wanted to pass along this voice memo that could be put into whatever it is that Rob or whoever else is working on for you. It's been great getting to know you over the last couple of years and listening to your fantastic show. It's wonderful to hear all your thoughts and insights and your experiences that you share. And I hope I see you sometime after I get back. And if I don't, I understand you're planning some kind of cross-Canada trip in your camper this summer. So if I don't see you, I hope you have a fantastic time. Happy birthday again.
And I'll forget about the girl that said no. Then I'll tell who I want where to go. And I'll forget about your lies and deceit and your attempts to be so discreet. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. And you can keep your symbols of success. Then I'll pursue my own happiness. And you can keep your clocks and routines. Then I'll go mend all my shattered dreams. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. Cause you've been down on me for too long. And for too long I just put you on. Now I'm tired of lying. And I'm sick of trying, cause I'm losing who I really am. And I'm not choosing to be like them. Get bored or you got loneliness, or it's dislike for me you express. I won't care if you're right or you're wrong. I won't care, cause you see I'll be gone. Maybe today,